Imagine the possibilities starting with the letters S, L, and P. Imagine a super lavish penthouse. A stimulating little plunge in a serene lap pool. And imagine sailing lovely places with several lively parrots. All because you're some lucky person. Discover your SL and P with Super Lotto Plus from the California Lottery. Now until June 30th, buy five plays, get one free. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Visit calottery.com for official rules.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hi, everyone. This is Penny Latham and
Nicholas Rubin.
Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Celebrity Pizza Guy.
How is everyone today? And, well, today's been kind of a crazy day. I don't know. What is out there? I think we have a forget about it moment. I think that, it's so crazy.
You need to forget about today.
Yeah, forget about today. But no, I don't know about you, but it seems like the reception all over the place has been crazy. I think that everybody is, every time I go anywhere, my signal keeps getting lost.
I don't know. Are we on this?
So I don't know. Are we on? Today's one of those days, I'll tell you. Well, I have to say, today we're talking about Celebrity Pizza Guy and the Forget About It show. We're about Celebrity Pizza Guy, what we've been doing, where we've been, and lately, I don't know, where have we been?
We've been in Redding.
We've been in Redding, yeah.
Getting flooded with
getting
the rain.
Getting flooded, yeah. We had some awesome rain coming down, which our lake needs.
And we had snow. We had 2 inches of snow.
Yes, and if you go on to our Facebook page, you'll see it. Actually, we should probably post that on our Celebrity Pizza Guy Recipe and Events page. But we also have a Forget About It page, too. So, but anyway, today we're going to talk about our guest today is going to be an amazing guy who I find he has defied all odds. He's gone from near death to rising to the occasion of amazing experiences and experiences that not everybody would go through. And I think that later on, once we bring him on, it's going to really show you how you can go from nothing to something. So also, too, we have our recipe of the week, and we also have our nutritional facts. And so.
And the news.
Yeah, and the news. And, we have some different things going on in the news. And, we have a lot of different things happening. Our story about Sherry Papini finally died here. I mean, it's just like the story's no longer in the press. I think they're still trying to cook up whatever they're trying to cook up. And so
they still haven't even found the people that kidnapped her.
I know. It's crazy.
Or so-called kidnapped her.
And, I think that when you're looking for, some solutions as to what goes on with people, I think it's very difficult when there is no answer. So, but also too, on another thing, we've got, you know, we have some different things that have been going on today. I have some good news. I sold a business today, and I think that, you know, we go through different experiences in life where we close doors and we open other doors. And unfortunately, sometimes you can't, and you can't, you cannot close, or excuse me, open a door until you close one. And so today I finally did it. I signed on the dotted line. I sold my business.
It was heartbreaking for her.
It was. It was a tear-jerking thing, but oh my gosh.
That's why it's called a forget about.
That's why it's called a forget about it. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I think we need more people. We need more people to you know, give us some ideas of what they would like to forget about. And but when you go through these different experiences, and I had that business for 17 years.
It's a long time.
And, you know,
almost like our family business, 50 years.
Exactly. And you know, I first thing I said to Nick when I came home, I said, do you remember that day when you sold it? I mean, it just, like, brought tears to my eyes. And anyway.
No. Forget about it.
Forget about it. So, anyways, I think that, you know, the most important thing is, you know, recomposing yourself to move forward. And, you know, God has a plan for me. And so, you know, ever since we've met Eric Zuli, it's like things are changing like daily.
Oh my God. We have to act like Steve Jennings.
Yes. And that's exactly it. We have a guest today that has gone through the same thing. I mean, he's defied some odds that are just amazing. And I think that, you know, when you go through something and you gain your strength, or you find your strength first, then you gain your strength, you're able to move on to the next venture. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it's funny how things happen so quickly. And, you know, the country is going through all kinds of changes right now. And I think that the one thing that we need to do is reach out to every mentor that you can. And Easy Way Broadcasting is coupling those people right now. We're creating a magazine that's going to feature all that. And, you know, we're reaching out to everyone that we can that wants to make a difference. And
we're starting a CPG magazine.
And we're starting a CPG magazine. And we're going to, you know, teach people how to forget about the bad and to look for the future, you know. And I think that the most important thing is that you get your tight group around you that is willing to walk through that with you. And what we're going to do today is we're going to bring our guest on, and I think we'll go to commercial first. And I think that that will we just had another forget about it moment. But anyways, we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to bring our guest on, and we're going to tell you about the different wonderful things that are happening in his life.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hey, you know, I think that we're back. And, you know, I had to recompose myself. I'll tell you, it's been a very emotional time today. And I really think that, you know, we really try to, you know, get through things and be strong. But we're going to move on here because we have an awesome guest. And right now we've got we're represented by EasyWayPromotions.com, which has worked with several celebrities such as Kobe Adonis, Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side. He's partnering up real soon here with Tim Brown through the Easy Way Visa card coming. And, you know, we have, you know, he's done several 50 A-list events. He's a friend. You know, he's got friends around the world. He's in the top 10 influencers. around the world, and he works with the American Cancer Society, Relay for Life, and he represents Lamborghini Gold Champagne, which is going to do some great, awesome things this year, and Emery Patterson to the NFL alumni. And if you want to get a hold of him, you go through Easy Way Promotions, but also ericzuley.net, and that's Z-U-L-E-Y. And hello, Eric. It's been a wonderful day today. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm just, like, listening to your show, and I mean, forget about it, man. Forget about all the problems there, Penny. Come on, man. But, Nick, that's what the show's called, Forget About It. No, I'm just kidding. All right, guys. So I'm proud to announce the guest today. We have Steve Jennings. He's an amazing guest. And Steve Jennings, who's actually come from a poor background, he has now become a speaker. He's been a lawyer, silver medalist, high-performance consultant, best-selling author for the book The Way of an Invincible Warrior, a man who has defied all odds. This man has defied all odds. Let's listen to his story. Without further ado, introducing Steve Jennings to the show.
Hey. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
It's great
hello.
To have you on the show today.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing? Benny, hello, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey,
well I'm glad you're able to
see you. We are glad that you're on the show. You're an inspiration to life.
Absolutely.
And we want to hear your story of trials and tribulations.
Definitely. And so how are you today, by the way?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a trying day. I've had meeting back to back to back to back, and finally the timing is right. We're ready to go with your show, and it's like it's just my day's been going, and now here we go with this. And it's
all right
to be with you guys.
I mean,
there
you go.
Yeah, that's
so that
that's
means forget about the day and let's go on.
Yeah, we've had a few of those moments today ourselves. And, yeah, it's like every time I turn around, it's like it's here we are, Wednesday again.
Yeah,
we have another
Wednesday
show.
Wednesday comes fast.
It does, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow,
yeah.
We're like, okay, we got a week, and then all of a sudden, here we go. Well, you know, I think that when we met you, I think, I was very impressed just with, the different things that you told us about you. I felt that, you really have a story to tell, and we'd like to
have America hear your story.
Yeah, we want everybody to hear it, because I think that your story is so inspirational, and that is what we're about, especially this year, is reaching out to people that can, show people that against all odds, anything's possible. And
man,
so
they should do a movie about you, Steve.
They should. I swear, we should get
everything
a
that I've seen so
like
far
that.
You should be they should have a movie about you, and that would be an inspiration to everyone in America, in the world, of what you went through. And
definitely the American dream, that's for sure.
It brings a tear to my eye.
It did, believe me. I was sitting
you're
here.
You're a tough guy, Nick.
he is a tough guy. And I think, you're absolutely
but I
right
also
there.
Have a heart and soul.
yes, I know.
Yeah,
yes,
he
I
does
know.
Have one of those, too. So tell me, Steve, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in southeast Texas, about 29 mm-hmm. miles from the Louisiana border, and pretty much a tough area of Texas known as the Golden Triangle. You got Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange mm-hmm. right there, and it's a tough area. It's pretty much like Louisiana, a lot of swamps, alligators, snakes, swamp rats, nutrias, all kind of critters, and it's not that West Texas, dry Texas that most people know about. It's a pretty tough area of Texas. You got tough people that go against the elements and the odds down there. But it's still Texas and it's tough. So that's basically where I grew up, through my formative year. And I'll just say, like good Texans say, I'm proud to be a Texan. Yep.
Well, there
you
go. That's good. So where did you go to school?
How about those Cowboys?
How about those Cowboys, yeah.
Well,
definitely a different breed.
Well, as we're recording this interview today with you guys, you know, Cowboys are going to be going into, you know, the playoffs and things like that. We'll see how it goes. Anything happens in the playoffs, they've got everybody's good now.
That's right. And
we'll see. No matter whether we have our own personal favorites, they've got to play the game. But the thing is this, for your listeners, I also want to share something with them as we talk about living a life of overcoming, of defying the odds, truly defying the odds and making some kind of way out of no way. There's also another person on this call. There's Nick Rubin. And I want to share something. Nick, I know I'm going to surprise you here, but I'm going to say something. I've had numerous, dozens of radio shows, radio interviews, conferences, seminars, so many things where I've, you know, talked to so many people, been interviewed by people, a lot of professionals. But I can say this. This is the very first time I'm on a show, radio show, and being interviewed by somebody that actually they themselves, you, Nick, have gone through something in a similar way as myself. We've experienced some pretty darn big challenges. And I know that you fell six floors, and you hit hard, and you broke your body up in ways that most people can't even imagine. And so I know I'm talking with a man that actually, you know, you didn't read a book, you didn't go to some seminar, you didn't just listen about this, some MP3 or a CD or watch something on TV. You've lived it. So you know what, you too know what it means to come back against all odds when people say, no, he's not going to make it. He's crushed. He's smashed. He'll never walk. And so in sharing with you today and sharing with the audience, I just want to let everybody know that I'm actually, you know, talking to a man that he knows what it takes to come back. And it wasn't easy. Every minute, every hour, every day, you know, you find out some things about yourself. You know, we hear about, well, you got to never give up, never give up. Everybody hears that. We hear about, well, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. And when we're little, you know, our adults and parents and our mentors, they say, come on, you got to believe in yourself. Well, that's fine. You can hear it. But actually living it and bringing those words to life of true belief in yourself, of what you can do when everybody says it can't be done. Well, I know you did it, Nick. And, of course, I found out a few things about those challenges, too. And so I know people that are listening today, they've got challenges. They've got challenges certainly in their careers, their businesses, their health, their personal life, their finances. You know, they've got challenges. Some people may be doing great. That's fine. But I guarantee this, if you're a human being with blood going through your veins, you're going to have challenges. It's just the way it works. And then you got to figure out a way to come back. A lot of people give up and give in and quit. And a lot of times you got to go ahead.
Now, go ahead. You go ahead.
Go ahead. You finish what you were saying.
Well, you see,
the spotlight's on you.
It's this way. And people have perhaps heard this before. This is not necessarily profound, but if you can just go on another step, another breath, if you can just continue in the face of the odds where everything is saying no, you can't go on, and you don't know how, you're
Absolutely.
Confused, you're confounded, you're lost. But if you just believe and know in every fiber of your body, you say, I don't know how.
That's going to be amazing.
If I just keep on, the way will show itself. But sometimes it's like I've been going, I've been giving, I've been going that extra mile, I've been going that extra step, I've been going and going and going. No one is listening. The way is not showing. I'm in darkness. You know, I'm in doubt.
Right.
That's when you've got to keep going. And then if people do that, they have this resilience to do that, and then they achieve, they cross that line. Yes, they see that light at the end of the tunnel that they never believed they could see. They learn about what it takes for next time. They gain confidence. And when you gain confidence from experience, that's something you can't buy it. You can't steal it. You can't beg for it. You can't cheat for it. You got to earn it. But when you do that, that's when you're empowered. That's self-empowerment for your life. And this is where I see so many people. You know, people hear, you know, prosperity preachers. They hear inspirational speakers. They hear these people, and they get inspired. But the thing is, what happens when it's just you? And when you're alone, and when there's doubt, confusion.
All you have is you.
Yeah, you got you, and it's like, okay, it's on me. And see, that's where personal responsibility comes in. A lot of people say, oh, I know about personal responsibility. I know all about personal responsibility. I even tell people they need to be responsible. But the thing is this, responsibility also means accountability. And you got to be accountable.
Absolutely.
You got to be accountable for whether you're going to make it or not. It's on you. And so if you just say, well, I don't know how, it's on me, I'm not quitting. You know, Nick, I tell you, let's go back to an example. When you were broken, I mean broken, okay, internal body injuries, dead, had to come back, went to the other side. You see, this is when I talk about these things, yes, my life was that way too. But I know that you know. And so as far as when you think you can't go on, yeah, you can. There can be a way, a way out of no way. And if people see that, believe that, get that in their mind, their soul, their body, their spirit, have it embedded within them, that, again, I don't know how. But see, the how part is never the most important part. There's only two parts anybody has to know. And it's real simple, just two things. If all the listeners know just two things, and it's very fundamental, but again, people fail in fundamentals all the time. They're oblivious to the obvious. If you can just do two things, and it's so simple. If you know what you want, and I mean laser know what you want, if you've got that so clear, so clean, so real, you know what you want, that's your number one. That's your start. The second thing is all you
know.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Okay. The second thing that is vital that you need to know is no matter the circumstances, no matter any kind of, you know, uncertainties, if you know that I am going to get there. Number one, you know what you want. Number two, I am going to get there. Wow, that sounds pretty simple. But when you have to live it, I know what I want. I know I'm going to get there. But there seems to be this big chasm, this big, you know, gaping area in between knowing the point of knowing what you want and knowing that you're going to get there. It's that middle part. It's that dark part. It's that confusing, confounding part. They call the how part. And that's what bogs most people down in life. Well, hey, I know what I want. I'm going to get there. But, gosh,
you know what?
How am I going to get there?
I have a couple people that are calling in that we want to bring in are going to have a few questions for you.
Go ahead.
You know, we do want to hear what happened to you because it's so crucial.
Okay, of course.
But we have to get to that story. So JP and Angelica Joyce are on, and we want to definitely bring them on. Are you guys there?
Yes. Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we miss you guys so much. We just wondering when you're gonna be next show. You know, we want pizza. We want pizza.
Forget about it.
And now you guys know Steve, and you know we were all at our last event together, and you know, I think that the most important thing is we got this new year, and, you know, yes, we're all going to do some amazing things together, but Steve, you remember JP and Angelica, right?
Hey, Steve.
Absolutely. Hey, hey there, JP.
How are you doing, buddy? How are you
it's
doing?
It's all good. And Angelica?
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy New
Year,
2017.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, guys.
So, yeah, and, how is everybody doing?
We're doing good. We're doing really good. I think that we've got a lot of little things going on, and you know, we finally, we have Steve here as our guest today, and you know, he's defied all odds. He's created some success in his life, and you know, but not just in the external form. He's created these success with inside himself, and you know, I think we all go through troubled times, and you know, I think the most important thing this year is teaching people how to come from nothing to something, and you know, as you guys can attest to that, that's what we do. So
exactly.
You know, I mean, look at you guys with all you're doing. You know, Steve, I was curious. Now you had a death-defying experience, and that is one thing that I want you to share with us. And what questions do you guys? Okay, so what questions do you guys have for Steve right now? I mean, what would you like him to tell you?
Yeah, just tell Angelica, us about your. Yeah, tell us, Steve, about your experience. What happened?
Well, as far as that particular event that happened when I was 27 years old, oh, there was much, much, much that preceded that. That was, I would refer to as in preparation for that particular event that occurred. Well, I was in Germany, East Germany at the time as a young man. I was working in Europe, and I took a journey across Checkpoint Charlie. If any of our listeners might know what Checkpoint Charlie is, it's sort of a passageway from east to west, from the Free West in East Berlin to the Iron Curtain, Soviet-controlled satellite nation of East Germany at the time. And but I had, you know, an opportunity to go across if you get the proper visa to do so, which I did. And I was driving, you know, about 20 kilometers or so outside of East Berlin, just going down the country road, a very, very narrow two-lane highway. I wouldn't call it much of a highway, just kind of an old road. Might as well have been in the 1930s or 40s. It wasn't so modern. But without every single detail, I'll just share that I was broadsided, crashed into by an old World War II-looking farm truck that crashed into my vehicle from the side. Didn't really have a chance to make any evasive move or anything like that. And then basically just all, just what can you say, all hell broke loose in that instant as far as everything that occurred, you know, with the crashing, the smashing, the everything that occurred. And I believe, Nick and Penny, you guys have probably seen some of the images of the vehicle.
Yes, I'm astounded. I can't believe that you survived.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. It's very tragic.
Yeah.
It's,
well, Angelica,
let me finish.
Okay,
so,
Nick wants you to finish. So finish telling us what you said.
What occurred in those moments, there's so much that I could share about that, but I'll just share for the listeners, that when the paramedics and police came, they, you know, checked on me on the side of the road there. I had no heartbeat, no respiratory function. I was covered in blood, mangled and bent in that vehicle, crushed.
Right.
And
wow.
So what they did is, may have actually seen before, if you see some horrific wreck on a road somewhere, on a highway, they cover the body because they don't want the passersby to, you know,
right,
see. They don't want them to see that. And so they covered my body.
Wow.
With this sheet and left me there. They just left me on the side of the road there for dead.
Oh, my God.
So
that's so crazy. That's crazy.
Wow.
And
so we didn't even try to save you. We didn't even try to save you to see if you still breathing. My goodness.
Well, no, they had determined that I had no heartbeat, no respiratory function. And when you see a when you see a sight like that, and they've seen these things before, and you have an individual in this crashed, crumbled, mangled wreckage, and he's in there, and he's all bent and covered in blood, and he's not breathing, and he has no heartbeat. Well, they,
right,
you know, they pretty much have seen this before,
right?
And so they just covered me and left me there, and they went on to take care of the people who had crashed into me. And thing is, all about maybe 15, 20 minutes later, the group of men that were the, you know, paramedics, they were just walking back their support vehicles, and as they were walking back to do whatever they were going to do, they one man out of all those men, one man, as I understand, just sort of looked back over about maybe 30, 40 feet, looked back over where my car was. And when he looked back, you know, the rest of the men kept walking, he took a look, and he stopped me and looked. He said, he thought it looked like that sheet moved. And so he just really stopped. He took a hawkeye look into that vehicle where I was, and he took a harder look over there, and he said, "My God, that sheet moved."
Well,
so he ran on over there.
That looks like a movie. Oh my gosh!
Well, he yelled out to all those other guys. Everybody ran over there. They pulled that bloody sheet off my body. They checked my vital signs as carefully as they could. Somehow, some kind of way, I had somehow had a heartbeat that started again.
Wow.
I had just the faintest breath, the faintest heartbeat, but somehow I had come back. Now, of course, I was barely there, holding on. They took me to the hospital. I'm in a coma for 32 days.
Oh, damn.
So many injuries, just so many. The spinal cord injury were the worst injuries.
Wow.
Just all the other injuries you can imagine when you're crushed. But
right.
When I came to, I mean, you don't just wake up out of a coma. I think people should know that. You're, depending upon your head injuries, your skull injuries, your brain injuries, which I certainly had. I was basically in the fog for like 6-7 weeks, sort of just coming back, you know, trying to, you know, somehow just begin to, you know, have some type of conscious thought again to see and sort of get my bearings, if you want to even call it that, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, you know, I didn't need those doctors to come and talk to me and tell me, well, Steve, we've got to tell you, son, you're paralyzed.
Wow.
Because I knew it. I knew that I was paralyzed, you know, from the waist down. So I had to consider that. I had to and of course they talked to me, and the men that were there, they were pretty, you know, serious guys, these Germans, and
Yeah,
you know, and they were firm, they were direct, and kind of military like in a way, how they conducted themselves, and they just didn't want to give me hope of a dream that could never be.
Right.
Mm. So they said, son, you know, this is your life. We can take care of you. You're going to have to take care of yourself, and on and on. So, but I didn't believe those dead facts at all, no matter what. Now, I didn't know how. I didn't know anything. All I knew is, you know, that wasn't going to be the way.
Mm.
And so it's a long way, but it took me 4 years to walk normally again.
Damn.
I had been an athlete, so they said I'd never run, because when you have those kind of injuries, you know, it's just with your neuromuscular system, your spine, your body,
right,
you just don't run. If you can just walk and put a foot in front of another foot, you know, you're doing good.
Yeah.
But I learned to walk normally. Actually, I learned to walk in a way where most people couldn't even tell I had a problem because I just focused and worked and was so disciplined every day, every minute. I learned a lot.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing.
But.
That's amazing.
But I was going to run. I was going to run. I was going to get my faculties back.
Yeah.
And by the way, throughout all of this, it wasn't just the physical, you know, just challenges and destruction. I was also financially decimated and destroyed, too.
Sure.
I had some challenges. Wow. You know, you get hundreds of thousands of dollars of bills coming up, and I'm a young guy. I didn't have anything to, you know, fall back on. Certainly not that kind of thing. I had no insurance.
Yeah.
And so it was a big learning experience of a challenge to get through all of that as well. But I'll just say after 14 years, more in addition, almost 18 years, almost two decades, I learned how to run. Now I learned how to run well again. I learned how to run fairly well again,
wow,
if you want to say that. It took me 14 years, but,
wow,
but then I just kept going from there. I kept going even after that. I wanted to keep going and going and, you know, I can say so much more about some things I've been able to achieve in the, you know, the sports world and things like that. I think you guys know about it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But all of that. But I'm also an entrepreneur, businessman. I had to, you know, get my life back there too. And there's ways to do that.
Steve?
I can assure you.
Wow.
This is what I teach. But go ahead.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Just curious. Now, this all happened to you in Europe, and when you rehabilitated yourself, you know that Angelique is from Russia, and
yes,
of course,
Vicky
is from Texas, and they also have a castle over there too. So they're familiar with your
situation.
Just you living over there, they know what that's all about,
and
you
the
know,
yes, absolutely,
and you know. Celebrity RPC, they're so established. They're did you know that they're actually royalty? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, actually, I was going to say that word. I know that they're royalty. I know Angelica is, I believe, a duchess or a countess or
he's a countess,
something of the nature. Yes,
yes.
I knew that, Angelica. How about that?
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, I
know. Yes. And you know, they're real estate experts, and they're film producers and actors too. I mean, my gosh, you know, if we wanted to do a story about you, boy, we could sure do it, couldn't we, you guys?
Well, it's nothing compared to Steve's story.
Yeah,
but
we have to write. You know what, Steve? Your story is amazing. You know, and I will look for someone who will write it. You know, because it's amazing. We have to make a movie based on real story. You know, this is inspiring us. You know,
well,
it's amazing.
I think so. You know, and I think so. You guys are so talented, have so many resources and stuff like that. You have your magazine coming out, and you know, you're award winners. I mean, you've got quite accredited type of you know, history behind you, boy. Maybe we should all tap our resources and do something like this, because I'll tell you,
exactly.
Your story is a story that needs to be told, number one. And number two, I think that on film. And I'll bet you would find every person that's ever gone through a death-defying experience like that, where you just want to give up and you rise to the occasion and you come back from the dead is basically it, because you're pulling yourself from the depth of your soul to rise above and give yourself life again to be successful. And that is an example. And I think that, I don't know. What do you guys think? I think your story should be told.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I mean,
it's amazing.
From a true story, you know, not just fantasy. And people could really, I think, tune into that and you know, just appreciate the whole.
Well, I want to say something. I want to say something as well. When I travel the country and I speak at events and I share about overcoming challenges and never giving up and fighting for your dreams, inevitably, every single time I meet someone that has they themselves, a family member, a wife, a son, someone
That's
that
true.
Has had just incredible challenges themselves. And where whole families have been, you know, killed in automobile crashes and other sorts of devastation where it's been very, very challenging. And so I want to also share that, yes, my challenge was a mighty challenge, was a huge challenge. And it was every day overcoming. But I do know in my journey back, I saw people that didn't have a face or half a face was just totally shredded and ripped off. Mm. They didn't have eyes, didn't have limbs, horribly disfigured. And so I had a chance. I saw those other people. I said, well, God, you know, what's my excuse? I've got a chance, and I'm going to make the most of that chance. And so that's what I did. You know, it's all perspective. It's all perspective. And I know there are people on this earth that live in far-reaching areas that are starving, that can't get medical care, that don't have an opportunity, a chance. And they're praying, they're hoping, they're wishing, they're giving effort. And I guarantee you my heart goes out to them because I understand those challenges. But I had a chance. Not much of one, but I had a chance, and I was going to make the most of it. And so, you know, that's also what people in their lives need to do. If you've got, if you've just got a chance to breathe, if you've just got that chance, you've got a chance.
Exactly.
And then,
yes.
then you can make, you know, a way for your greatest life. And that's what you can do. And that's really what we want to share with our listeners here today. Whether, again, if there are challenges, not just their health, but also in their wealth, also in their opportunity to have prosperity, to overcome challenges in any way, whatever it might be. When people get down on themselves, they've been defeated, they get despair, they get dejected, this doubt just begins to crush them. If they can just literally put their thumb underneath their chin and just go upward and get their chin up and look up, it will literally change the physiological system in your body. It's kind of hard to be down. When your head's hanging and your shoulders are sloped, you're down. But when you literally get your head up, if you just get up, it changes your physiology, which can also change your thinking. And so I knew those basic few things. That's just such a basic one little thing of a multitude of things that I could share. But no matter how down you are, literally get yourself, get up, lift yourself up. There is something in that very simple thing when people say, okay, come on, get your chin up, keep your chin up. I'm going to check you off this. There's power, literally, in keeping your chin up.
You know,
nobody
should
give up, ever. Don't give up until you're actually dead. That's what I would say. Even I'm dead, I'm telling everybody, if you feel I'm dead, still try to save me. I maybe will come back. Because never give up.
Yeah. Well, and those who don't, yes, so many on earth are just devastated. They're feeling so lost and so alone. Yes, I understand that. I mean, it seems most people have lost someone they've loved. You know, my brother, my mother, under you know, very, very horrible circumstances, death circumstances, killing, murderous circumstances. And so you lose people. People are gone way too soon. And, you know, but at the same time, for those who have passed on, and this is my point, most people will share with you, they'll say, well, they're in a better place. Well, let me say this. I had an opportunity to see and experience in a way that really can't be explained about going somewhere. And I'll just share that everybody's going to be fine. It's a good place. And for those that have lost their loved ones, if they can just live with the knowing and the believing, truly.
The know-how,
That it's all right. It's all right. And then people have to lift their lives up as they're living on earth right now and make the best out of their life and then share their life with others to help lift others up. That's how you make a life. Lift yours up and reach out and lift others.
You should have a radio or a TV show through Easy Way. You really have quite
absolutely
a story.
To inspire people. Exactly.
You do. You're very motivating, very inspiring.
Motivational speech.
Inspiring, yes.
You know, some people are motivational speakers, but they don't always do enough to get their message out.
Yes.
Well, it's life, and people have lives. And if you make an effort to understand a life, you may not have all the answers. But these are simple things of care and understanding. But there's also, again, I'm going to come back firm. At some point, people have to step up. They got to stand up. They got to move. They got to move on to lift their lives. They've got to take personal responsibility. I'm not going to ease up on that. I'm not going to back away from that. Because you got to lift your life up. You got to say, it's my life. I'm here now. It's on me. And yes, you have to go through a certain time of gathering your life, your heart, and your soul, to recover.
Right.
And I won't go into all the stages of grief. I'm sure people have read about it. There's plenty of books on it, okay? But I'll just say this. There's no other way you can look at it. It's on us, all of us individually and collectively, to help lift others' lives. These understandings of humankind are understandings that have been known since the beginning of mankind. But people they get tied up so much as we hear it, yes, in their lives, their lives, their lives, the me part, yes, my life, my life, my life. They get so inward, but you got to go outward. You go outward, and all of a sudden, your life is raised. Your life is expanded. You never get away from helping others. If you help others, your life is enriched. It's such a fundamental thing. But if people truly understood that, did that, and believe that, practice that, then your life is enriched and enlightened in so many ways. When you help another. When you lift another, these are such simple truisms that we all should know. But if people do them daily, they do them daily, then all of a sudden their lives become enriched. I'll say this. The best time, the absolute best time to do the best thing in someone's life when they're hurting, they're down, they're in despair, they're lost, they're bewildered, they're hurting,
right.
They're crushed, they feel like they can't move, what they do. If you can just hear me now, get up, if you're able to walk, get up, reach out, lift another's life. You hear this message, but you've got to do this message. You do that message,
that's true.
All of a sudden, so much of burden that's on you, this heaviness that's on you becomes released. Your life light lightens, and light begins to shine. Hope and opportunity begin to reveal themselves. And then you're able to live again. People, if you do this, not just hear this, but do this and practice this, you'll live it and you'll prove it in your life. You'll get all the proof
you need
that this is
true. That's very true, engaging. Engaging in someone else instead of yourself. And it's funny how, that's true, how you can actually, you take the attention off of yourself and the next thing you know, it's all coming together, and you're healing while you're healing others.
Yes. I mean, there are people on this earth that have lived as examples. I'll say this. When I was young, and we didn't talk about it, but I do know that, Nick, Penny, you guys know that I grew up in just the worst, not the worst, but pretty trying dregs of poverty. Growing up in a shack the way I did, and by that train track where
so
I grew up, it was pretty challenging when you're starving, you don't have any food, you barely got a roof over your head. Those kind of things of coming back and making it.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, every hour is a challenge. You don't know where you're going to be fed, where your next meal is going to come. You got to find it. You got to come up with it. You got to scrounge for it. You got to go through trash cans. Me and my brother did. you just got to figure out and find a way. But what I'm sharing is no matter where you come from, doesn't matter. There are examples that I saw. I saw people. And I also knew about some examples of people that lifted others up. Most people know Mother Teresa. But I'll say this. There was a woman that my mother told me about, had a fantastic mother, and a very loving person, very firm and very tough. She had four children. We didn't have much. She had to keep us together the best she could. But she shared with me about a particular woman. Some of our listeners might know of this woman, but if you don't, I would suggest you look her up, because she could be a light to lift up your life as well. Her name was Helen Keller.
Yes.
And my mother shared about this woman named Helen Keller. She was blind, but she was also deaf. So when you're blind and you cannot see and everything is darkened and blacked out, but then when you're deaf and you can't hear, think for a second here where you are in life. You cannot see.
Right.
You cannot hear. You are absolutely shut out, closed out, forget about it, basically done. But what this woman did, she counseled presidents.
That's incredible.
She did things that, if you look up her history, she did things that defied odds. You just wouldn't imagine how she changed this earth in so many ways and mankind in so many ways. My mother told me about this woman. She said, "Stephen, yeah, we got our challenges, but you can see. You can hear. You know, you can see that rainbow in the sky. You can hear the rustle of the autumn wind. You have this opportunity she doesn't have." She says, no matter how poor we are, she says, you're rich.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. That's true.
Exactly,
and,
Everybody
goes through something. I have one question for you, Stephen.
And then we have another person calling in.
And we have another person calling in. My question is, wow, you went from all that, and then you went into doing track and field, and where you weren't. They told you that you weren't going to be able to walk again. And here you are.
And here you are.
And you're a silver medalist.
And jumping and, oh, my God, that's incredible.
And look at you now. Forget about it.
Exactly,
yes.
You know, we have another person. Yeah, no kidding. You know, Jim Zuli's on the line, and, you know, he came back from some amazing stuff, too. And, you know, this is a perfect thing. Jim Zuli, you're on the line there. How you doing?
Hello.
And you know,
he's been on the line waiting for a while.
He has. He's been waiting for a while. He's Mr. Patience. You know, I think that, you know, we all who are on the line right now, all of us, JP, Angelica, Jim Zuli, you know, and most of all, Steve, you know, Nick and I have been through some trials and tribulations, but we've all been through things where we've had to
conquer them.
And, you know, Jim, you conquered some amazing stuff, too, you know, with, you know, in your past. And what exactly
And Nick is trying to conquer the fact that I will not release him from coming over from New York. And that's driving him crazy. Hey, come on, Nick.
And you know what? You know, the funny behind that is, you know, him being from Jersey, I swear, I said, oh, my God, he says he's from New York. But, you know, in your mind, you're thinking that part of the country, right?
It's like if somebody in Chicago says, hey, you're from California. Do you know Bob? Well, of course I know Bob. I know everybody in California, you know. but I saw the look on Nick's face when we're over at San Pedro, Portugal Village. And I said, yeah, this is Nick the pizza guy. He's from New York. And I see this look on his face. He doesn't say anything anymore, but I see this look on his face. Like, no, I'm not from New York.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are talking about resilience. So that's resilience. It's like your guest and everybody. You got to keep hanging there. That's all. You got to keep getting up and you keep moving along. That's all.
And you have too.
I kept going. You guys know the story. I was having a lot of fun investing in real estate. I took 50 years worth of work and savings and appreciation, and I decided, hey, let's take all this and let's put it in the Gulf Coast. Let's put it in Florida. Okay, so there's like not, I'm not 30 years old with 5 years worth of savings. This is like 62 years old with 50 years worth of savings, pumped it into, you know, the old proverbial thing, put all your eggs in one basket, right? So I put it all in the Gulf Coast for the snowbirds up in the Midwest. They're going to be retiring. Great plan. And Florida collapsed from the 08 recession, and then I had my properties up along the beach in Biloxi, and bam, here comes Katrina. And it's like the expression they use, if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans, because you never know. So I was watching, I was laying here watching Wolf Blitzer, and Wolf saying, hey, this hurricane headed towards New Orleans, and it made a right turn, and then it hit Biloxi. And I literally sat there watching six homes being destroyed, and you know, what am I going to do? You just, okay, so I felt bad for the people that were there, you know. I mean, I lost my investments, but they lost their homes.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, okay, I lost maybe $1 million in real estate there, and insurance doesn't pay for a lot of that stuff, although people think it does.
No, they don't.
Pay for it unless you've owned
that
it for a month.
That must have freaked you out.
Several I just bought, exactly. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking, well, things aren't so bad, because I remember my dad saying, you think you got troubles till you lose your health. Well, there, okay, I lost my real estate, I still got my health. And all of a sudden, 7 months later, the doctor hits me with this, you got the most aggressive lymphoma there is, and it's going to be very tough to beat.
Lymphoma, wow.
Yeah, looks down on the floor, and he shakes his head, and the nurse looks at me. And the other doctor said, do you have your will made out? All this kind of positive stuff made me feel real good. And when they're telling me this stuff about very aggressive, very hard to beat, like I said, I just related, well, yeah, I got an aggressive immune system that's hard to beat, and I just totally thought positive about the whole thing. And that was years ago. That was like 7 years ago. And now I'm back talking to an investor just today about, you know, and now I'm 67. I don't know how old am I, Penny? 66, 67, something like that. And,
at least.
I'm getting old.
I'm
older.
I
was just looking at the equipment I have in the backyard about getting back in shape and starting investing again. You just keep rolling forward with your guests.
You guys, we got 3 minutes left here. We got 3 minutes
Uh-oh.
Left.
Now,
so we're going to share something with you.
Sorry to cut you off.
We're going to share something with you. We're going to meld this thing together because this is what we do. We
right.
forget about it.
Steve, Angelique and JP are just amazing people.
Thank you,
Steve. Are
you
still on?
Thank you so much. Everybody.
Yes, of course.
Everybody.
Of course here.
Okay.
Okay,
all
so
right.
Listen up. Here we
Steve,
have a, we have a wonderful
thank day. You for being on. Your story's awesome and actually life.
We're so happy to tell your story.
Talks about life and the journey that you went through. Okay, and we praise you. You are the best, buddy.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I have to do my pizza recipe of the week, and we're going to do a quick nutritional, and then we're off the air because we had such a great time with you guys.
Forget about it.
I'm going to do a jalapeno popper pizza recipe. So since you're on the air,
well,
let's go here.
I want lobster pizza.
Here we go. You're right. This is called a jalapeno popper pizza. It's with
lobster.
Covered with Kobe Jack cheddar cheese. Topped with. Covered with cool sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
And then our nutritional fact
nutritional
is
fact
vinegar.
Is vinegar for a more alkaline diet. It's important to get 1 tablespoon minimum a day. You want to drink it. You want to put it into your smoothie.
It helps
your
arthritis.
It helps everything. It helps your kidneys. It helps, you know, just to neutralize your system. I think our pH is off. And that's what we're going to do with our pizza diet that we want to come up with. We're going to be teaching
healthy pizzas.
We're going to be teaching nutritional facts and, you know, we've got about 60 seconds left. We love you guys.
You're off
thank
the air.
You for coming on. And we're off the air. And
no, we're
we,
not off.
We're not
we're
off,
off
the air. We're we're off. And what do we say?
Hey,
don't
forget
about
it. Great show tonight,
great
guys.
Show.
Have a great week.
God bless.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!
Imagine the possibilities starting with the letters S, L, and P. Imagine a super lavish penthouse. A stimulating little plunge in a serene lap pool. And imagine sailing lovely places with several lively parrots. All because you're some lucky person. Discover your S, L, and P with Super Lotto Plus from the California Lottery. Now until June 30th, buy five plays, get one free. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Visit calottery.com for official rules. Imagine the possibilities starting with the letters S, L, and P. Imagine a super lavish penthouse. A stimulating little plunge in a serene lap pool. And imagine sailing lovely places with several lively parrots. All because you're some lucky person. Discover your S, L, and P with Super Lotto Plus from the California Lottery. Now until June 30th, buy five plays, get one free. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Visit calottery.com for official rules.